Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. Your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin is trading around $111,058, Ethereum around $2,651, and Solana around $178. Hong Kong's Legislative Council approved a fiat-backed stablecoin licensing regime on May 22nd. Mirroring moves in the European Union and United States. Institutions must obtain a license from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority by year-end, meet asset segregation and anti-money laundering controls, and redeem stablecoins at par value. This follows the Senate advancing the Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for US Stablecoins Act, setting federal standards for reserves and compliance. In Austin, the Texas House passed Senate Bill 21-101 votes to establish a state-level Bitcoin reserve, joining New Hampshire and Arizona in exploring public crypto treasuries. The amended bill returns to the Senate for final concurrence before Governor Greg Abbott's decision. Bitcoin climbed to a new all-time high above $111,000 on May 22, propelled by institutional inflows and spot ETF demand. Deribit's open interest hit a record $42.5 billion, while global futures open interest reached $80.9 billion in 24 hours. Analysts warn that price discovery may cool near 115,000, where market maker hedging could slow the rally. Sam Altman's World Network raised $135 million in a private token sale to Andreessen Horowitz and Bain Capital Crypto. The funds will expand biometric orb-verified IDs in the United States, targeting 180 million people by year-end. Real-world asset tokenization crossed $65 billion in market value, up from $50 billion at the end of last year. Discussions at Tokenize. This emphasized collateral mobility, workflow efficiency, and lower custody costs as key to unlocking further growth. Solana Mobile announced its Seeker smartphone will ship on August 4th, with the native SKR token powering ecosystem incentives. Over 150,000 units are produced for builders and users to earn SKR through app activity, marking a new phase for decentralized mobile economics. FIFA unveiled a dedicated Layer 1 blockchain on Avalanche to host its digital collectibles, improving speed and scalability for fan engagement. Modex provides infrastructure for the new platform, aiming to enhance enterprise-grade blockchain adoption. Throughout this whirlwind of regulation, market records, and new product launches, it feels a bit like discovering a secret warp zone in Super Mario Bros. On the original Nintendo. Unexpected shortcuts to new realms. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.